those who have my dreams, those who are willing to make the sacrifices and the changes that need to be made to be on board. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
So listen very carefully. Move swiftly, but slowly enough to understand what time it is. Normal living should not be a part of your life when you connect with my government. Keep listening. My apostolic, my prophetic government properly, things will begin to shift and things will begin to lift at different dimensions, plural, that you can see the real life I have always and already prepared for you. So get ready for it. Be committed. No matter what it takes, be committed. Know that I'm real. Know that I will do a work in a people who work with me. This is my greatest moment in your life. Don't let it slip you by. There are answers. There are revelation. There are insight. There are many things you can have right here, right now. You listening? Still listening?
Yes,
the church is getting an army, the Lord says. I am taking the members and partners down to the water and see who is willing to go and who is willing to prepare themselves to trust me on a larger scale. I'm about to do the benefits of Jabez's prayer. I'm about to go into Isaiah where the tents are enlarged. I'm about to, for many of what I've done for my servant Solomon, who asked me for wisdom to understand what my plan was. For you see, I'm moving in a way that you can't be asked to participate.
Yes, sir. All right. Hallelujah.
You have to be called. Many are called, few are chosen. But at this moment, this time, I want you to get ready to be faithful, to flow, to yield, to participate in all of my move. Because there's a remnant, I'm going to take places that multitude in the body of Christ have never seen. So continue to be faithful. Continue to study. Continue to seek my face. Continue to listen to my servant. There's another government coming on the scene, powerful, that will bring you places that you never thought you can go to. This is a divine moment. Tap in, stay in, and don't turn loose.
Amen.
Now, there's another prophecy that bear repeating, and it's going to hit your ear in a little bit, but you need to hear it again. So many of my children have been murdered by ungodly food. Many are committing suicide by worldly food and its taste that I'm releasing my apostolic anointing to free the people. The Holy Ghost government must be over you to destroy the worldly yoke of the neck of your appetite and lead you to my table and my cup. My truth will cause you to see how to take care of my temple wisely, and I'm equipping you not to be tricked no further.
Amen.
Time has come to enjoy the health benefit of your redemption. Apostolic government has come in your life to stir health channels that you have never seen or understood before. There's a roar in glory. You will not be stopped this time. Hurry, make up your mind. It is my time. Walking in health. Through the discipline of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. You can have the word. You can have prayer. You can memorize scriptures. But the only way to walk in health, it will have to be by the discipline of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit will make you a disciple of health.
Amen.
He will show you. This is not normal church pattern. You understand? This is revelation coming to you to walk under a new form of government, that you're not going to let the natural government pull you from under your real government.
Amen.
All right. This is God kind of health. It cannot be maintained or obtained by man-made remedies or by positive thinking.
Okay.
Jeremiah 29:11. Put it up down in the NIV Bible for me, please. Jeremiah 29:11. This type of help that can only come by the discipline of the Holy Spirit. See, I could preach to you, but the Holy Spirit can tell you, no, don't do that, Boita.
Yeah.
See, from now on, the Holy Spirit is going to be talking to you about different things that is robbing you of your health.
Yeah. See?
In other words, conviction.
Yeah.
Consciousness. Guided. Being guided. You know, he says he's a guide. Calling things that you'll remember. See? Leading you. See? Every child of God, you're designed, we are here to buffer you, but you're designed to be led by the Holy Spirit. He can get you to do something that nobody else can get you to do. He'll come on you strong. He'll anoint you. He'll anoint you and say, that's yoke coming. You come a yoke. We're not going to wear that. See, the Holy Spirit. So the discipline of the Holy Spirit is the only way to walk in divine health. It's the only way to be a walking health maturity. I want you to write up two things down. Divine health and health maturity. Operating under the help of the Holy Spirit. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's no Sunday school stuff now. See, because what we're talking about tonight, walking in, over 90% of the church is not walking in it. So we see that we need, and here's why we need. What did I tell you, Jeremiah 29:11. In the NIV Bible, it says, for I know the plans I have for you. So help, God has the only health plan. Hospitals and doctors do not have a health plan. They can help you, but they can't help you. They can help you, but they can't help you. And I'm not against anybody. Give medicine the same credentials you give faith.
Amen.
You can't mix them.
Amen.
Faith is higher than medicine. So if you have to take medicine, take it temporarily. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
so God, say this, God has a health plan for me. And the apostle telling me about it tonight.
And the Holy Spirit
will keep me reminded
what God said to me
about my health. Now he's going to check you. I'll tell you what. The Holy Spirit is going to check you. He's going to discipline you because the Holy Spirit tonight, those of you here, those who want to add, I don't go by time and all that. People just mess everything up. But health maturity. But there's another phrase that I don't want to miss. This type of teaching make you a health disciple. Therefore, you're going to have health discipline that you can't do on your own. But the Holy Spirit going to anoint you and empower you and enlighten you to say that I want to live long, strong, without handicap. And if God already have built in me cells that can repair my body, I'm going to work with those cells and God's divine plan and let it repair my body. And don't age, ain't got nothing to do with it. How long you've been dealing with it, ain't got nothing to do with it. What the doctor call it, it don't have nothing to do with it. Anybody who stepped in that pool when the angel came down got healed. They ain't say, what you got? Anyone, don't care what you got. Come on up in here. Do you think that pool is more powerful than the word? An angel stirred that pool. God stirred the word. You stepping in the word tonight. That no one can invalidate. Put the scripture back up. For I know the plans I have for you. I want you to know the scripture is talking about a health plan. A health plan under the discipline of who? Oh, now y'all better hear that. Under the, because you're not going to get there because you got too many cutoffs, too many normality, too many detours the enemy have set up in the system for you not to totally depend upon God for your help. Amen. And so they call at you. They be calling at you. They're all internet, television, churches, people. Just all just calling at you. But when the Holy Spirit step up, and then oh, some of y'all gonna get a word of wisdom about your health. You know what that is? Remember we prayed, Jeremiah, call him in, I'll show you great and things you might not know. He do that through the gifts of the Spirit. A word of wisdom is a supernatural fact in the mind of God. It's a supernatural fact of the future. God said, you're about to step in your health. Yes, yes. Or some of y'all don't get a word of knowledge. Yes. A supernatural fact of how to do something that nobody else know, but God show you how to do it. Yes. Some of y'all are going to operate in a discerning of the Spirit. Yes. You're going to discern what causing sickness and disease to stay in your body. Yes. You're going to see it. The Holy Spirit is going to open it to you. Yes. And then he's going to help you. There's no way to walk in divine health without the discipline of the Holy Spirit. No man can make you do it. I don't care. Apostle, prophet, pastor, pray for you, talk to you, preach to you. But the Holy Spirit, boy, when the Lord showed me that the Holy Spirit in which live in you, who is God, who go home with you, who sleep with you, who eat with you, you gonna sit there right there with you? Plan to prosper you, not to harm you. Plan to give you hope in the future. Now, this is a yielding and a flowing. Get those two words. It's a yielding and a flowing that you can't do yourself. This is a yielding and a flowing that one must grow in by continuously tapping into the rhythm of God ordained plan for help. Tapping into the rhythm. See, the Holy Spirit will take you into the rhythm. The Holy Spirit tonight, I've heard it now. Everyone on the sound of my voice, you out of the sickness and disease rat race. You enter into the Holy Spirit rhythm. See, you see, in this, you cannot let your senses rule you. Because your senses are saying, we can't go no farther. But the Spirit will tell you, look right over there, I got a door open.
Amen.
He opened doors that no man can close.
Amen.
And he closed doors. He can shut sickness and disease down.
Amen.
If you give him enough maturity in your faith. And you have to hear preaching like that to get matured in your faith. To recognize you can't do it yourself. But with the Holy Spirit discipline. Notice the Holy Spirit discipline. He'll discipline you. See, he'll discipline you. The Holy Spirit will discipline you into comfort.
Yes.
So actually, yeah, thank you, Lord. Actually, there's a maturing going on in here. See. Actually, a whole lot of people wasn't supposed to be here. Because they would disturb the maturity.
Yes, sir.
They're looking for convenience. Good weather. Good weather, Christian. So you listening?
Yes, sir.
There's a yielding to help. And there's a flowing in help that the Lord is providing through the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
Glory.
He's going to anoint you to be healthy. He's going to enable you to bypass what you couldn't bypass.
Glory to God.
Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Your health is a divine stature with God. Ordained by God. Therefore, it cannot be stopped by no other power.
Amen.
Once you come to the realization, the revelation, and I want to say this word. I'm going to make a word up. The Ramanizing factor. In other words, the Rama word, it come alive. The Ramanizing, that's Apostle Thompson word. The Ramanizing factor. Write it down, Ramanizing. Repair Rama and put N-I-Z-I-N-G. The Ramanizing. Other words, the Rama word will close you with help.
Amen.
Revelation.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, help cannot come by reservation. Help can't come by all them appointments we make. Okay, that's not help. That's help. But it's not help. And if you get them mixed up, if you think help is help, you're going to be stuck on help all the time, and you got the wrong helper. The real helper is the Holy Ghost. So your health is a divine status with God.
Amen.
Ordained by God. Therefore, no sickness, no disease can stop you from being healthy.
Amen.
None of them. Okay, what they call them.
Amen.
Now, I noticed the church, they kind of missed this factor. There's a factor here that God showed me. But turn to it. We go to the Psalm 139, verse 14. Well, we need to go to it because I'm going to make a statement about it. I'm going to make a statement that you're not going to ever forget. And according to what go on in this the next 40 minutes, I'll just 6:45 tomorrow night, I'll do it again. According to what go on tomorrow night, 6:45 Thursday, I'll do it again. We just bring prayer in here. Because I want you to have it so bad, and I'm seeing so many things in the spirit. You see, we sort of been operating hopelessly, saying a prayer and hoping we get over. You know what I'm saying? But it's our divine right. See, a help is included in Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. Health is a spiritual blessing. For me to walk among all this sickness, all this disease, and walk in health is a spiritual blessing. See, the armor of God is dressing in hell. That's how you dress in hell. The armor of God is dressing. See, when your soul, see, the armor of God dress your soul up in hell.
Amen.
See, the armor of God not for your body, for your soul. And when your soul get healthy, everything else get healthy. Yeah, but John said, beloved, I worship all things, your prosper being healthy, even as your soul prosper. So you got to get your soul clothes on. So you can think right and talk right. Now, the church let science got a revelation of this verse and using it. Science got a revelation of Psalm 139, verse 14. I read books all the time. Men who don't mention nothing about God got a revelation of this verse. One of them 87, another one 94.
Wow.
Never been sick since they found out. One died 114. 97, he was dancing with his grandchild at a birthday party. Listen what your father saying to you in his voice. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work. Plural, works plural. And that my soul knoweth right well. You see that?
Yes,
then I don't want to go no further, but you talk about the substance, what we're made out of. I'm going to make a statement that I never made before. Do you know your sales value? Have anybody ever taught you about the value of your sales? Well, let me teach you something about it. Your sales are mighty healers that God placed in you, trillion of them, placed in you to repair everything that go wrong in your body. All they need from you is some cooperation. And they will heal every sickness, every disease. Science to prove it. These guys with positive thinking to prove it. These guys do it every day. When he said you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you remember in Psalm 103 what he said, I think in that third verse, after he told us the five benefits, he said to us that that he may renew your youth like the eagle.
Yes, sir.
The renewing factor is God built you to be renewed.
That's right.
God didn't build you. God didn't build you to grow old.
All right.
That growing old is your mess. Your biological age shouldn't determine how you're gonna come out.
Yes,
not if you're built to be renewed.
Yes.
See, now, what hindered the renewing? Wrong stuff being put in your body. What you say?
Wrong stuff that we put in our body.
Wrong stuff we put in our body. See, so you put the right stuff in there. Well, you can tell. You'll tell in 3 weeks. I mean, you won't try something for 3 weeks. I can't help you. Three weeks. You tell if you put the right stuff in there. Keep that rest. Keep that. See? All right. Here's the biggie. There's only one disease. Who know what it is? Huh? Malnutrition of the cell. There are only two causes. Deficiency? Toxicity. Six pathway out. Neutral. Toxic, keep the toxin out. Mentally. Physically exercise. Genetic, they put genetic on the end. Genetic, know how to deal with the genetic thing. Talking about your mama had it, your daddy had it. And then they have on the end medical. Because sometime in emergency, you need help. But you can't make, you listening. Who listening? Oh, some of y'all get hurt now. You can't make medicine a lifestyle. Amen. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Because see now, I've said enough in these few minutes for everybody to grab their health and walk off with it. Amen. But you're not going to do it. Not without the help of the Holy Spirit. Because your mindset had been so twisted so many years. You say, I'm going to do this. You know. And especially a person who's dealing with something that is damaging. That person need to pull off from the crowd and make a decision. I'm doing something about this. I don't care what the rest do. This is what I'm going to do. I at least got to see if this works. You're fearful and wonderfully made. Your body, all right, cut your finger. You don't need no doggone bandage. Y'all just go get that bandage. You don't need no bandage. Give that enough time to hit that finger and watch a scar come on it. Stop the bleeding and it'll wrap up itself. Any good doctor will tell you, I can't heal you. If a doctor ever tell you he can heal you, don't wait to get your car. Hit the interstate running and hitchhiking. Just run. A good doctor tell you they can help you until the healing show up. Even when you are sewed back up, if you had a wreck or something, that doctor helping you, but he's not healing you. That thread can't make you. I saw something. Y'all didn't see that? But you think that pill is healing you. That pill is dealing with a symptom, not the solution. All the names they got, arthritis, diabetes, heart problem, and more than one disease. And I'm on one solution. Or two solutions. Keep the neutrine and toxin out. All right. So from that verse, Psalm 139:14, here's a statement. Health security is built in you. What? How I got sick? The world system. Health security is built in you to handle all satanic and this system attacks. Health security is in every child of God. We're stopping all help aliens. Let's call them alien, right? Different alien, and return to the altar for health wisdom. Amen. You see, a lot of things are alienating us from our health, but. And I said something you need to hear. Help wisdom. Say it.
Help wisdom.
Lord, give me help wisdom.
Lord,
See, because these aliens are calling you. They're showing you signs. I can do this for you. Now. I can do that for you. Take this, take that. And you're just going, and you ain't never been to the altar about it yet. Lord, give me some wisdom. Now, this personal, I'm going to talk for me. Sometimes you go to the doctor, and according to how he talks, you don't go back to him. I'm talking about Leroy now. I'm not talking about you now, because I don't want to go. I had a doctor told me, and I know he meant good. He says, you know, I'm designed to look for the worst. Sheet, I won't be looking for the worst, man. Believe with me that you ain't going to find nothing. All right, 3 John 2. I'm going to make a statement that we need to have with that verse. You know, beloved, worship of all things, you're prospering, being healthy, even as your soul prospers. We know that, right? Huh? Okay, now. I wish you would hear this. This I think somebody gonna walk in their health instantly when you hear this. From 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You see that?
Amen.
All right. And so I'm gonna make it personal, but it's you can make it personal to yourself. My health is truthfully a divine desire of God. Say it. My health is truthfully a divine desire of God. And God, let me say this. God has no desire that he can't fulfill. And my health is his desire. His dignity, God's dignity and God's honor is being evaded by the church walking like a natural person. God needs somebody to let him put that health in their body and strut throughout their life. Powerful and strong and giving him the glory. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's it's clear here. Two major things we need is, number one, consecration. Romans 12, 1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, I believe. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. My body don't belong to me. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'll glorify God in my body and my spirit, right? And 1 Corinthians 9, 27 said about delivering your body to God unless you be a castaway. Then Romans 12, 1 said, I beseech you, dear. See, help, mercy. Help, mercy. Mercy, help. We're talking about mercy, help. We're talking about help that comes from mercy. See, Romans 12, 1, you turn to it quickly. I'm talking a lot because I'm moving. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. See, now you present your body as a living sacrifice connected to the mercy of God. What? Hell got to come. See, so, what did you say to the Holy Spirit? Let me apply help mercy to your situation. I never heard that before. Let me apply help mercy on your situation. Present your body to me. And stop continue presenting your body to men. They can't heal you. They just can help you to delay what is inevitable if you don't turn it over to me. You know, when I was a boy, and a teenager, we used to patch ties. We patched the tube. You know? Patch it. We got to stop all this doggone patching. And go on now. Now since I'm an able man, and I just said, get a new tie. I ain't got time to be messing with this. Get a new tie. That's what God want to do. Give you a new tie. Y'all be grabbing them patches. And then the owl starts seeing out again. Oh, Lord. Got to get another patch. If you had a new tube, you wouldn't have to go back. You say, who's seeing it? I see it. Now, we talk in prayer to walk in health maturity. You're going to have to be humble. Because you're going to have to admit I haven't. And you're going to have to admit I want to. and you're going to have to admit the man of God is ministering the truth, whether I knew it or not. And you're going to have to be ready not for a 15-second emotion. Because the people not out there with that emotion. They don't know. You're the one going to have to bring it to them. Both by evidence and by what you say. Nobody won't die ahead of time. Nobody won't be on a bed. Somebody else got to clean them and feed them. Breathing hard. Got a machine over here. You don't have to go there. You listen to what I'm telling you. Two major things we need is consecration and light. To tune in, help, which only come by the Holy Spirit. Consecration and light. In other words, you're going to have to consecrate your body. You're going to have the light of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, I say who?
The Holy Spirit.
Is the only one who can bring you to health and keep you in health. Acts 10:38. The Holy Spirit, and you got a minute in John 14, 15, 16, you talk about the Holy Spirit. But Acts 10:38 just give you a glimpse of he'll bring you there. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil.
Amen.
Now, if all healed, what left? Oh, you got to tell me what?
Help.
I want you to say it. If all was healed, because you have, what is Psalm 105, 37? Huh? When he bring the children of Israel out, he said, well, not one broke one among them, and not one feeble one among them. Then he said in Psalm, 107, verse 20, I sent my word to heal you. Deliver you from destruction. And one translation said, deliver you from early death. Help. I don't want you to miss this. Hold up. I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss this. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can bring you to help and keep you in help. Uh-oh, here we go. Why doctors cannot take you off medicine? Because of your meals. 2 M's, you remember it. Medicine, meals. Why doctors cannot, a good doctor will take you off. But the reason he can't take you off is because of your meals. Your meals call for medicine. You change your meals, and a good doctor, he'll take you off it. But you're going to have to, I mean, your blood pressure is going to come right. Why doctors cannot take you off medicine? I'm talking to you out there, too. How many online? Because of your meals. The medicine is for your meals. The medicine not because you're a bad person, because you didn't commit a lot of sin. Most of y'all live holy lives. The medicine is because of your meal. Something in your meal's calling for medicine. Nobody can help you but the Holy Spirit here. You understand? Until you permit the Holy Spirit to take over your soul, to train your soul, to know right well, you will never walk in hell. And back to Psalm 139, 14, 3 John 2. Until you permit the Holy Spirit to take over your soul, to train your soul to know right well, you will never walk in hell. Jeremiah chapter 8. I'm going to close in a minute. Hallelujah. Now you recognize, I have to say this, you recognize you're making history tonight. You recognize that you're setting out a legacy. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but there are generations coming up behind us. They're going to walk in this. Guess who else? I am too. Powerful message now. You're not hearing a Sunday school lesson here now. This will work for you. What I said? Notice that Jeremiah 8:22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Because she had it for 12 years, she went to many physicians. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, now what's happening to you tonight? You're hearing about Jesus. Now, what you need to do now is reach out and catch the garment of the revelations that it come for you. See what I'm saying? Grab them garment of the revelation. Don't argue with me. You got to take it. Keep on taking it. Grab the garment. Hold the bottle in one hand, the garment in the other hand. And when the garment power start coming through, you ain't going to need the bottle. But if you just hold on to the bottle and argue with me about, you know, I just got to take. No, you don't. Catch the garment. Yeah. You here tonight? Catch the garment. You out there in all this weather? Catch the garment. Yeah. Don't let your mind go crazy on you. God is throwing the garment out for you. Virtue's in the garment. It said power came out the garment. Virtue came out. Who touched me? You see, all of us can set you up, but some of y'all not going to touch him. You have to touch. See, God, this preaching here is putting God's garment out over you. Yeah. All the other people around him, nobody got nothing. That woman said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. So she slid through the mud. She had to slide through other people's legs. People walking on her, say, I'm going for the garment. So you're going to have to deal with it. People who talk to you another way, you heard a message like this, keep reaching for the garment. The revelation is the garment. Just as much power and virtue come out of this word that came out of Jesus' garment when that woman touched it. If all that Jesus had is in his word. Here it is now. This is going to sound like a sample statement. And I know the Godhead worked together, but we never heard it like this way. I never heard it like this way before in 46 years of constant study. I've heard people say that Jesus is the great physician. But I have a word here. Turn in, because they're not jealous. Turn into the great physician, the Holy Spirit. I never heard that before. See, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost don't have no argument, because they won. But you imagine the Holy Spirit being your physician? He's mine. The Holy Spirit is my physician. Jesus sent him to be my physician. I yield to him. Right, a few more things. Let me give you three scriptures to go with that. Acts 10:38, Romans 8:11, and Jeremiah 8:22. Now, in James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, here's a prophetic word for you. James 1, verses 5 and 6. Let's take our health wisdom to another level. Let's take our health wisdom to another level. Now, I'm asked a question. Don't y'all get spiritual on me. How many of y'all been asking for health wisdom? Health wisdom, okay. Health wisdom. Help. You've been asking, Lord, give me. Now I want the word. Now I don't want no formula. I don't want no. I want the word. The word health wisdom. Lord, I need help. Help. No, not healing. No, Lord, I need health wisdom. How many was now? Okay, 4 or 5. Yeah, y'all need to ask for that. See, now, what would deter you from asking for help wisdom? Huh? Because you think you got help. You think you got help wisdom from man. Because he prescribed something for you. I'm not against anybody, you understand? But, I'm obligated from God. He didn't put this matter on me. I ain't punking out. Amen. No, I'm not. See, God wants you all to know that he sent the Holy Spirit to be your physician. And look what he did in Acts 10:38, how God anointed. See? You know, we thought people carrying this stuff because they sin. Oh, she did something wrong. Who in you didn't do nothing wrong? We all will be having the same thing she got. But the ideal is it's not sin. People not dying ahead of time because of sin. No, sin wrong, and it can open the door for the devil. But I've seen good people go down. I'll tell you something else now. It's going to be shocking to you. Your meal's supposed to be your medicine. Yeah. Write that down. Write it down. Don't look at it. Because it just come from the Holy Ghost. Your meal's supposed to be your medicine, not your poison. Aren't you tired taking poison? Now, you can't quit on your own. It's the Holy Spirit going. You got to run. Now, the Holy Spirit going to help you. He's going to lead you, guide you. Speak to you. Tell you yes, tell you no. Here's what the Spirit of God is saying. In this room, I am creating a divine flow of health. Jesus Christ. I receive that, Lord. You know I'm for you, right? Huh? You know I'm not fussing at you, right? A divine flow of help is in his house right now. Help angels excel at God's word. If any man lack wisdom, let's ask of God. That's what he says, see? And you ask in faith. How can believers be so careless while a government of health is being brought back to God's people? The government of health, wow, is being brought back to God's people. The government of health. Let's go back to this consecration. Let me read a few things here. Consecration is the expression of our intention to willingly give ourselves unconditionally, unreservedly, and unequivocally to God. Now watch this though. You see, to do that, you think you have enough light, but you don't have enough light without the Holy Spirit. The discipline of the Holy Spirit must be added to our consecration before we can become a useful vessel to the Lord. Watch this. In consecration, we offer ourselves to God according to the light we have received. Not enough. In discipline, us, the Holy Spirit deal with us according to the light that he dispenses to us. You're in a new position now. Yeah. See, you don't have to go by, you consecrate yourself, but you don't have to go by what you know or the light you have. The Holy Spirit in his discipline power now going to be dispensing to you fresh or new lights of how to hammer and how to receive. See, so, you know, people being dedicated to God. You see, we can only consecrate according to what we know. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. We can only consecrate according to what we can see with our spiritual eye. So we're talking about help. We're not talking about naturally looking at the situation. We're talking about supernaturally looking at it, because God's word is supernatural. God promises are supernatural. God covenant is supernatural. God grace is supernatural. God mercy is supernatural. God goodness is supernatural. Notice what it said in the ninth verse, but it's written, I have not seen, see, nor ye heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. See, I always think about Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called to his purpose. But notice that. But the next voice said, now, health has to be revealed to you. What God is doing here at Word of Life Christian tonight, he's revealing health to you. He's revealing health wisdom. He's revealing health maturity. He's revealing to you that the fight between the medicine and the meal. I had to say it. The meal is the biggest demon in your life if you don't know how to handle it. It's the biggest sickness and disease carrier there is, because God have designed your body for a certain type of eating, and when live food hit them live cells, the cells start saying, get the hell out of here. All sickness and disease got to go. It's from hell. I can work now. I can eat now. Somebody working with me on the outside. The amount of light we have received is not infinite. Our light is very limited. Okay, how many scriptures you think you know? The Holy Spirit ain't breathed on it. You don't know nothing. Even when we think we have the greatest light, God's eyes still may find us in darkness. God's eyes was still. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Read that sometime. You know the worst person to deal with is the person who thinks they know something. Lord have mercy. You know, you tell them, say, the road run out down there. He said, yeah, no, that road ain't running out. You just told me. I've been down that road before. The road run out. Now, I've been down there before. So go ahead on down in there. Speed up. Now, listen very carefully. I'm almost about to close. What we consecrate to God according to our perceived light will never satisfy his demand. It's the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, Lord, I wasn't going to do this now, but you put me out here on the porch here now. Christians are dying, preachers are dying, doctors are dying. So what? What's up? You see what I'm saying? You go back to see your doctor and say, he did. He taking the same thing you took. You know he took him some. He get a special deal on it. Some of y'all don't want to look at me no more. I'm just trying to make it real. I'm not knocking anybody. Every doctor in the world should be sitting under me right here tonight. They will live long and their family will live long. I've gone to check up and the way they talk, I never went back. I read to you, 51 side effects. Side effects are a greater killer than the sickness. Whoa. Some of y'all wasn't so sick, you became sick from the side effect. It disturbed the rest of your health. I don't even know what you're taking. I know one grandmother told her grandchild, said, Pastor been talking, find out what this stuff I'm taking here. Get that computer. Look this thing up. What is this? What are you in here? We're limited. But the discipline of the Holy Spirit is altogether different. It evaluates our need in God's own light. It is not what we see, but what God sees. He knows that we can have certain needs, and he operates through his Spirit in an environment for us to experience these things. The purpose of which is to break our outer man. That outer man has to be broken. He's the one choosing the meal. He's the one choosing. You know he choosing. You know he choosing. You know, he didn't choose. He didn't choose before he set that table. Oh, this is what I want. And you thought you said it. But when you break him, then your soul will make decisions. Because your body has to obey your soul. I'll close. I'll quit here. Amen. You got to listen to this over and over again, you know. It's fresh. When I heard the word help maturity, I had never heard that word. I heard health, wisdom. You know, in the church, we don't talk about health. We talk about getting healed. We know healing is in the process, but it should end up in health,
yes,
not needing to be healed again.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? So whatever you're dealing with, see it only temporary.
Amen.
And see the Holy Spirit helping you.
Yes,
cry out.
Yes,
for God, I need the Holy Spirit to help me. I don't even have the strength to stop this. The young lady who cooked for me make banana ice cream, healthy, creamy, no side effect, no sugar. It's got good taste and stuff. That's why I told y'all to get y'all money.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? See, you can't go by just what the insurance pay for. Because they ain't going to pay for nothing good. They all hook up there together, you see. They pay for it so he can get paid, he can get paid, she can get paid, and you die. Don't be in mind to spend some money. Get you some salmon with no mercury in it. Go buy it from Alaska. Look how quiet y'all got. Spend the money. God dug it. When you start doing it, God's going to give you some more. God said, you take care of my body, I'll take care of you. All right. I need an envelope for your giving. Do it. We'll do it now. Yeah. Praise God. Wave your hand if you receive it.